welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with the one and only Kate James. It is just wonderful to see you in the studio. Do you know that?
Fabulous to be here. It's wonderful to see you, too.
What a big smile on your face. It is a pleasure to have you here.
You're such a sight to me.
Well, and you're a sight to me. So that's why this works. And it's just radio. Look at this. Hey, now. All right. You shop. You eat. You're a human being. You do all of these things. You have a family to provide for and to feed. So you want to provide them with the most nutritious and cost-conscious meal you can every single night, I would imagine, right? Am I wrong?
I mean, my cooking skills are a little limited to carry out all those.
Really? And you've gotten two kids to their teenage years pretty much here.
Yeah, they're surviving. They got a decent pulse going.
You're amazing.
It is amazing.
Wow, this is incredible. All right, so we got this out of the Huffington Post. Somebody actually put out a book. It's called Real Food, Fake Food, Why You Don't Know What You're Eating and What You Can Do About It. It turns out there are lies that shroud our favorite, most celebrated foods. And he actually has a list here of some of the most egregious offenders. Here we go. Coffee. Always buy whole bean coffee. The already ground stuff is not as good for a variety of reasons. But get this, the main one is it because it allows the vendor to mix in other ingredients that act as filler, such as twigs, roasted corn, and ground roasted barley. Now, this is a problem with your local drug dealer when they bust up the cocaine and mix in the Ajax and the Arm & Hammer to stretch the product. Mm-hmm. But I think coffee is pure. This is wrong.
It is wrong. And you would think that one would notice. I mean, well, back to your drug dealer thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, can you imagine like wood chips in there and all of a sudden you get like splinters up your nostril?
Isn't that a problem?
Yeah. You know, I hope no one's eating right now.
You know, if you're I'm enjoying the morning toke and all of a sudden I got problems with scrapes and abrasions in my nose.
Absolutely.
The FDA needs to get on that. But coffee.
Coffee? Really?
Coffee's pure. Really?
Yeah, it is coffee. It is pure. It is pure.
Twigs? That's really bad. Roasted corn. Do you ever have a corn taste in your coffee?
No, I don't think I have.
No.
Although, you know, it's really weird because especially if people go with the cups, you know, the cups that you put in the automatic coffee makers and stuff like that.
I love those because it's like a little like activity.
Now I'm highly suspect. If my one cup comes out a little bit different tasting than the other, am I to assume wood chips are in it?
Yes. There's wood chips, rocks, anything and everything.
Oh, right. No.
I love those little cups, the little Keurig cups. To me, coffee now is an adventure at home because I love doing stuff like this.
I do it because it's idiot proof.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
You can't screw it up.
I can't get the water and the grind ratio right.
Why?
I just can't. I'm challenged.
Is there someone you can reach out to and get help on this?
No, I've tried. I've tried the scoop or the water. You can't, you know, go to the 6, go to the 8, whatever it is, and I can't get a decent cup of coffee. It either tastes like lead or just tainted water.
Lead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gee, honey, this is a good cup of coffee. Yeah. It tastes like lead morning.
See, this is where I maintain the family members of my house. Nobody else drinks coffee.
You're the only one?
No, if my husband depended on my, quality control of coffee,
he'd be dead.
He'd be dead. We'd be divorced, whichever came first. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
So it's just me, and I get mad at myself when I mess it up.
Really?
So that's why I go with the cups.
Self-hating over coffee.
Absolutely.
Wow. So when the Keurig cup came along about 6, 7, 8 years ago.
It was my godsend.
It took your mental health and it improved it so much.
I don't know about that.
That's a whole story for a different day. Yeah. But you're a more confident woman. You're the better woman that you are now.
I'm just satisfied with my coffee.
You're amazing. Okay.
Let's not blow it up to more than
I'm earning brownie points here left and right. Olive oil. It's one of the most adulterated foods in the world. The labels don't always promise what they're saying. The product of Italy thing doesn't guarantee that olive oil is made in Italy. Could be made in Brooklyn for all we know. Mm-hmm. It could be cheaper. Let's see. They could have soybean or even peanut oil in there. And you know what? This is true. What if you have somebody in the household that's got a wild peanut allergy and all of a sudden EVOO when you're grabbing the EpiPen because your kid's flipping around on the floor like a carp on Deadliest Catch. So
that's absolutely insane. I couldn't imagine that happening. I will tell you this.
Please.
I use olive oil for removing my makeup. I have done that since 16 years of age.
Oh, my God.
And I will tell you, I get the greatest compliments about like how wrinkle-free I am.
You have an amazing complexion. I know
you.
how old you are. We're not going to say this.
We're not.
I have known you for 6 years now.
Yes.
You have not aged a day. I swear to God.
Thank you.
You
olive
are
oil.
Smooth, silky, the whole thing.
But
it's
I
olive
will
oil.
Tell you, I will tell you this, though. You got to be, well, for me, I got to be careful. I can't do, I could always tell what's extra virgin and what's not extra virgin. And it's got to be just plain olive oil. If somebody gives me extra virgin, my eyes sting.
Yeah, that could be
my eyes really sting. And I heard, I don't know, that extra virgin olive oil can be treated for removal of lice.
I would, you know what, that's a story for another day.
That's what I heard. We're coming up with new ideas for other shows, right?
A lot of times on the weekend, I make dinner. And the one thing I make a lot is I make fish. And the way when I make the fish, I take the pan and I coat it on the bottom with olive oil. I will never, ever make this dish again without thinking about you and your face and your olive oil. That has now changed for me forever.
Okay. Now, I'm not pouring the whole thing on my face.
No, but still.
I'm just taking like cotton or
I'll never look at olive oil again without thinking of you. So you just dab it on the cotton ball.
The cotton ball.
And you rub
you
it on your face.
Like the toilet paper with soft tissue.
Soft tissue.
Anything soft. And you dab it, and then it removes eye makeup extremely well. And then a lot of times what I'll do is if I see a wrinkle, I'll just dab it
Look
over there.
You.
And But not extra virgin, guys, because that really hurts. I tried it. It's like five alarm fire in your eyes. It is. It's just like, somebody get the foam. Help me out.
And I won't be able to come into the show today because I used the extra virgin olive oil. I'm at the emergency room right now.
Right, and I look like I got conjunctivitis, Ed.
My God.
But I don't know if I would ever know if my olive oil had soybean or peanut oil, because I don't have, thankfully, I don't have that allergy, but I would not know that.
If you have any questions at all, I'll give your face a good licking, and I'll be able to tell you exactly what are the ingredients inside your face at that time.
Listen, it's great for wrinkles. At least it's working for me. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
you say it's working for me.
Hey, it is. Mm-hmm. Just getting the job done, folks.
Yeah.
Fish and seafood. Beware. See, here we go with the fish. Beware of your fish market. All too often, the expensive fishes are swapped out for cheaper ones. Oh, my.
This is not
Red snapper is almost always tilefish or tilapia. Grouper is almost never grouper, and sushi is basically a big fat lie, and it's raw, and I don't eat it anyway. Lobster is often swapped for lagostino, whatever the hell that is, which is more closely related to the hermit crab. Yes, the thing your kids get when they're down at the boardwalk and dies in 2 weeks.
Two for five.
And lobster. Oh, my God. I never want to eat again.
I don't. I don't want to eat out again.
Hermit crabs.
And I guess this doesn't ensure that you're getting what you're supposedly to get at the supermarket as well.
Of course.
That's terrible.
The whole thing is disgusting. Parmesan. Just this year, a study discovered that wood pulp was being used as a filler in most supermarket Parmesans.
I'm actually going to open my Parmesan when I get home. I'm filing through it to see if there's wood pulp. Can't believe it.
That's awful. You think they make it with a cheese grater. They're making it with a wood chipper.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Oh.
Truffle oil. I don't use truffle
oil.
Yeah,
I don't either.
The hell is that?
I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Grass-fed beef. The term grass-fed beef doesn't necessarily mean what we think. Cows fed on pasture, grass-fed beef has come to mean loosely that cows are fed grass at some point in their diet. Here's one blade of grass being fed to Elsie. Chop her up and serve her. She's grass-fed. Wow. How about honey? See, I don't eat a lot of honey. Do you keep honey in your refrigerator?
No, I don't keep it in my refrigerator.
No.
I keep it out.
You put it on your face?
No, I don't put
Where
it on
do
my
you
face.
Put it?
No, I don't put it on my face.
I am so intrigued by you right now.
I do not put it on my face, but you know what? Maybe I should try. If you think about some of the properties, it may act more like a mask, but no, I don't. My daughter likes it in her tea.
Yes.
We like Turkish honey, actually.
Turkish honey?
Yes, we love Turkish honey.
You aristocrat, you.
And it doesn't harden as fast, too, so that's very good. Because a lot of times when you have honey and you open it and then you put the rest, whether it be in your refrigerator or in your cupboard, it gets really hard to the point where you have to mic it. And so Turkish honey is really
You
much
know
better.
What it reminds me of. Do you remember when we were in school, they didn't use Elmer's glue. They used that stuff called mucilage. Remember that stuff that looked like honey that we used as glue for our crafts?
Yes.
We are the same age. So we have the same frames of reference here. That's why this works so well. And so you would have this stuff and you would kind of push it down and it would come out of this like rubbery thing and that would be the glue you would use.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it was honey. We had a kid one day in third grade started eating it because he thought it was honey.
Okay. And did he keep eating it? Because I never had a
He could be
a
dead for now.
Like
you know what? He would be going on 50
so
right now.
Habits.
He or she could be dead.
Okay.
So, all right. let's see. We got time for one more. How about this? Champagne. We all know that champagne can only be given that name if it comes from the Champagne region of France, but that doesn't stop American winemakers from labeling their sparkling wines as champagne. This one doesn't bother me.
And it doesn't surprise me either.
No.
This one really doesn't. And that doesn't bother me either. I'm not really a big champagne person, but yeah, this does not surprise me.
It's got to come from France. I mean, I'll drink it if it's from Newark, if it's $10. I don't care.
Yeah, as long as it's not coming out of a river, I'm okay.
And the most important thing out of all of this is the next time you encounter olive oil, you think of our good friend Kate James, and you think of her rubbing it on her face, and you enjoy that olive oil as much as I will from here on out.
I guess I'm going to be very sorry I brought that
up. No, no. You fascinate me more and more every time I've seen you. I've known you for 6 years. The fascination just builds and builds and builds.
Oh, you're too kind.
Thank you. Stay with us
I'll
more to come.
I'll bring a sample next week.
We can start rubbing olive oil all over the place. You never know where it could lead. That's what makes great radio. Stay with us more to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.